We're talking with Michelle Hinchey, who is the Democratic candidate in the 46th Senate District, which includes parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster County, and all of Greene and Montgomery County. I actually knew your father as a state assembly member and congress member, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I mean, honestly, I'm running to help people and to be a strong upstate voice in the Senate majority. I grew up here. I grew up in Saugerties, went to Saugerties High School, which is a public school, and then graduated from the Industrial and Labor Relations School at Cornell in 2009 at a time, unfortunately, not that dissimilar from what I think we're all about to go through in the sense that it was the last recession. And finding jobs in upstate New York, especially for young people, is hard anyway, which is another reason why I'm running. How do we build and strengthen our communities for the future? How do we make sure that our young people can stay here and stay with their families and in the communities that raised them? And I was fortunate to get a job at that time from an internship that I had had that set me off on a 10-year career path in communications, working for technology companies and media companies. But at the end of the day, I always felt like there was a lot more to do and to give back and to be involved. And I think especially now, it's clear that we need more strong upstate voices to make sure that our communities and that our people have a seat at the table and that the issues that matter to us are reflected in that.
Now, just taking a quick look at your website, I noticed that healthcare is one of your major concerns. Are you a supporter of the New York Health Act, the single payer proposal?
Yeah, well, I saw firsthand just how broken our healthcare system is. My father passed away in 2017, but he was diagnosed originally with frontotemporal degeneration, which is a type of dementia, which for him manifested as effectively word loss and required extensive long-term care. And you could think that as a congressman, he could have some of the best health insurance. And we actually had to sell land to pay for his home care. And if that's what we are facing, what in the world is everybody else facing? We're still dealing with the repercussions of that. And we were fortunate enough that we even had the land that we were able to sell. And so healthcare, I believe, fundamentally is a right, is a human right, and everyone deserves quality, affordable healthcare. I think a single payer plan here in New York State is really exciting. I think if we can do it right, which we can, it provides a blueprint really for the rest of the country. And so I think there's a couple things within the New York Health Act, specifically around long-term care and also really specifically to work with our unions to make sure that we're making sure that they have the coverage at a quality level that they fought for decades, that we don't diminish that by any means. And there's a couple of sticking points, but we can do that. And if we can make the bill as best as possible and really a blueprint for the rest of the country, that's really exciting.
Now, one of the big issues locally and actually I guess worldwide has been the COVID-19 crisis, and among other concerns, that has caused the economy to tank a bit, and it has resulted in a sort of a massive state budget deficit. So sort of, I guess, a two-part question: how would you respond to the need to raise revenues at the state level moving forward, and what can the state, further do to help deal with the COVID crisis?
Yeah, on the revenue side, I mean, I do not believe that we can run on an austerity budget. We need to be funding our public institutions, our schools, our firehouses, our hospitals, our first responders. These are things that we have to continue to fund. Middle class and working families should not bear the brunt of this crisis that they had nothing to do with. And so for that, I'm a supporter of new creative revenue measures to bring money into the state. I do support not a tax across middle class families or working families, but I do support an increased tax on the wealthiest among us and the multimillionaires and billionaires who have, basically earned an additional $400 billion during this crisis while the rest of us are just trying to put food on the table and figure out if we have a job in 2 weeks. I also support the legalization of cannabis. I think $300 million is a good place to start. While not enough, it's a really good place to start, not to mention what it could do for our economy in upstate, both in our agriculture community as well as with industrialized hemp, which is a product we would be able to make that could theoretically get rid of plastics in our country and in our world. And we could be doing that and leading the way in that in upstate. And so I think that there's some really exciting opportunities for us to take this moment and make sure that we are bringing the revenue into the state to fill the deficit and to make sure that working families are not the ones impacted by this. And I think in general, moving forward for the pandemic, we have to provide clear guidance from the state. We need to also continue to lobby our federal government and make sure that we get the funds we need. You know, while we can be as creative as we can on the revenue side, we do need federal help and federal assistance. And so working with our partners at the national level to make sure that there is broader strategies as well as financial assistance are two really important things.
Now, your father was quite well known for his environmental advocacy as both the state legislator and also in Congress. You know, what are some of your key environmental issues, particularly, you know, how would you have the state improve its climate activity?
Yeah, environmental issues are a pillar of our plans and why we're running. Climate change is real. And we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to not just protect our natural resources, but to make sure that we're hitting the goals laid out in the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which was the most aggressive climate legislation passed in the country here in New York just in the last session, which is really exciting. We can continue to lead the way. And now we need to make sure that we're working with our local municipalities to hit the goals laid out in the CLCPA, giving them the resources and the tools and the guidance to really switch over to renewable energy. I think twofold. One, I think we should be focusing on a green jobs initiative here in upstate that covers white collar jobs and blue collar jobs. We could be doing carbon capture innovation, retrofitting manufacturing. All of that could be done here in our communities. We have the talent, we have the space, and we need to focus on it. We need to work with our unions and expand our apprenticeship programs and make sure that we're transitioning them too into renewable jobs. There's a program, not a program, there's in our district in Albany County, all the wind turbines for one of the major wind farms down in the southern portion of the state are being manufactured right here. We need to expand those types of programs, expand those jobs to be doing what we need to do to protect our planet. You know, also clean water is a major issue across our district. You know, there are many communities who don't have access to clean water. I was just with a homeowners organization the other day where their water supply is impacted and poisoned by copper and asbestos. We've got to make sure people have access to clean water. And across this district, we're seeing it contaminated by PFAS, as well as a host of other things and toxic dumping and different chemicals that are getting into our water supply. So we've got to make sure that people have access to clean water, that we're working with them and holding these bad actors accountable. And then making sure that we have a green economy here in upstate.
We're talking with Michelle Henchy, who is the Democratic candidate in the 46th Senate District. We have about 90 seconds left, so I'll give you sort of an open-ended question. Education is the second biggest part of the state budget. Many school districts doing cutbacks due to the COVID economic crisis. How would you deal with education? Any other key issue we haven't talked about? And then if people want to find out more information about your campaign, how do they do so?
Great. Education is critical. You know, we have to make sure that everyone across this state, but especially our district, gets access to a quality education, regardless of where they live and regardless of their zip code. I think in the long term, we have to figure out a better way for education funding and decoupling it from property taxes, because we should not be penalized in that way. But I think we need to provide more funding for our schools. And especially in this moment with COVID, we need to make sure that our teachers have the guidance they need. They have proper PPE. And there are more, as I said, guidance coming down from the state level to make sure that we can continue to open our schools and operate safely. Broadband also is a key part of that. How do we expect our students right now to be learning equally if many of our communities still don't have access to reliable internet services? That is a major infrastructure piece that we need to be building out across our communities, across the 46th district and across upstate New York to make sure that people can actually have access to the things that they need.
20 seconds. Website, Facebook page.
Yep. Our website is Hinchy, H-I-N-C-H-E-Y, the word for, F-O-R-N-Y, like New York.com. So Hinchy4NY.com. And our Facebook page is Michelle Hinchy, State Senate.
Thank you very much, Michelle Hinchy. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.